fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 9th day of September, year of our Lord, 2016. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you. I've done this before, but we need to repeat this frequently. First of all, find your local certified gunsmith in your neighborhood. There's going to be one in your neighborhood. And get to know them. And let them work with you, have them work with you, to review the firearms you have to make sure you've got spare parts in inventory. Here's what breaks on modern firearms. Firing pins, ejectors, and springs. Firing pins, ejectors, and springs. Wouldn't it be a crying shame to have your $500 Colt or your $1,000 Remington or your $600 Smith & Wesson not work because you failed to purchase a $1 or $2 spring? Wouldn't that be a crying shame? Now, you can do it now easily. Everything works. Credit cards work. UPS delivers things. The Postal Service delivers things. Everything works. You can get what you need now. I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, fabricating a small spring for your Smith & Wesson or your Colt or your Remington is not easy. There's very, very few men who have that capability to fabricate a spring from scratch. It is something that's very difficult. So that's your prepper tip of the day. Go for it, work with it, and get it done. Before we get to our guest, Ann Morrison, we have this coming weekend the anniversary of the September 11th event, 2001. And the terrorists did not just pull that date out of a hat or throw a dart at a dartboard and say, "This, we're going to attack on this date." That is the date that the September 11th, that the combined European Christian armies defeated the Muslims in Vienna, Austria. That is the date, September 11th. So that's why that date was picked out. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist. Ann is an engineer. She pays very careful attention to the things that concern us, and she does have a website. That is, what is your website, Ann?
Twiland.info.
Twiland.info.
I got up this morning, and the first thing on the news, well, not the first thing, but pretty much the first thing was the North Korea nuclear test.
Yes.
And, yes, okay, so you have heard about it. It registered as a 5.3 explosion, earthquake, but they designated it as an explosion on their earthquake maps. USGS has put it on their earthquake map so people can see it. And if you click on it, then you'll get information about it. I tell you, it's got me breathless. It was about the size of the bomb that we dropped on Hiroshima, between 10 and 20 kilotons. And it occurred on the 68th anniversary of the founding of North Korea.
Well, North Korea is a client state of China and to a lesser extent of Russia. They appear to have an arm's length relationship, but nothing of any consequence, especially something of this magnitude, takes place in North Korea without the advice and consent of the Communist Chinese. To believe otherwise is foolishness, and it's a very serious matter, and people need to be concerned about this. What China is doing and has been doing for decades is using Korea to carry their water, to make the threats, to possibly set up an attack. I think the most likely thing would be an EMP attack, which they easily could carry out these days. It's a dysfunctional country. The people are basically living in a Stalinist environment, one of the last truly Stalinist societies on the planet, very closed off society. They don't allow their people to travel. You're committing a crime if you leave the country without permission, just like Cuba in the not too distant past. So I agree with you, and we should be concerned. Go ahead, please.
Well, yes. It's on the 68th anniversary of the founding of North Korea. And I remember the Korean War only because my middle brother served during that time. Now, he was never over in North Korea. He served some time in Germany, and the rest of the time was served in Alaska. And it's possible he could have gotten called into that, but he wasn't. And apparently they're going to, President Obama has already talked with the premier of South Korea, Park, and the Japanese Prime Minister, Abe. Now, China said it was resolutely opposed to the test. But you're just saying that that's just for public consumption, is that right?
It is. It is, okay. Absolutely. Think about this. North Korea, the border of North Korea and China, they're states next to each other. North Korea is a fairly small country, a very poor country, and they're so poor that they, for example, to get goods and services from Russia, North Korea sends laborers to Russia to basically work as indentured servants to pay off the debt for receiving weapons, for example, because they don't have any money, but they got manpower. It's foolish, in my opinion, based on my knowledge, to think that North Korea is acting independently of the goals and will of their massive neighbor to their north, Communist China. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, apparently we've put enough sanctions against them. There's not a whole lot more that they can do. And the UN Security Council is going to be meeting in closed session today to find out what, you know, to decide what they're going to do about this.
Keep in mind that two of the permanent members of the Security Council are Russia and China, and that when the United Nations began, was it 1947, their first meeting in San Francisco, it was orchestrated and set up and controlled by communists. In fact, out of the entire American delegation, which was 50 to 100 men and women, only two of those Americans were not communists. So the United Nations has been from the get-go a communist-controlled, a communist-inspired, a communist organization. So anything that they do, look at it with a very jaundiced eye. And absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'll take a deep breath here. I wanted your opinion.
There won't be resolution to our satisfaction of anything the United Nations does, but go ahead.
Okay. Just wanted to touch base with you and get your opinion. And I thought that North Korea was selling arms to Iran or selling nuclear technology to Iran. But maybe that was just...
It's hard to say which way it's going. For example, Pakistan is a nuclear power. They do have the ability to fabricate nuclear devices. I don't know offhand, because the Muslim world is so convoluted, and they hate each other for being the wrong kind of Muslim. In fact, they murder each other for being the wrong kind of Muslim. In fact, Saudi Arabia says that Iranian Muslims aren't Muslim. So did Iran get nuclear weapons from North Korea? Well, if you've got hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank, and you can buy anything you want. If you're cash poor, like North Korea is, and you've got something to sell, why not go ahead and sell it? I don't know if that's happened, but there's a high likelihood it could have.
Well, yes, okay. We have a person who's on the Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center, and he's also a professor. His name is Henry Sikolsky, and he's got six questions that we should be asking our next president. So I'm just going to ask you, John. Does the United States threaten to use nuclear weapons against innocents in cities?
Generally, I would say no.
Okay. Should the United States support a policy of launching its nuclear missiles on warning of a nuclear attack, or make additional investments to assure its land-based nuclear forces can survive a first strike?
Well, that's a loaded question. Under the SALT treaties, many of our missile silos have been filled in with concrete.
I know.
Strategic Air Command, which was on alert and flying 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all during the Cold War, was put on stand down under George Bush the First. And George Bush the First issued an executive order carried out by Bill Clinton, taking away the launch codes from the commanders of the nuclear submarines. Basically, all three legs of our nuclear defense have been either compromised or almost done away with. The submarines, I'm not sure of the current status of submarines, whether they still have independent ability to, or whether they got back their independent ability to launch or not, if they have or not. So the question itself is defective, because I'm not sure of the independence of any of these forces to independently launch, Ann.
Wow. That's really scary. Because, you know, Russia and China both are building up their nuclear armament.
Right.
All right, going on. Should the United States try to secure more limits on nuclear-capable missiles, or abandon the notion of limits?
Well, any missile is nuclear capable, first of all. As far back as the Kennedy administration, they had nuclear devices the size of volleyballs. You know, and that's more than half a century ago. We now have nuclear devices the size of tennis balls. Basically, a toy drone that you can buy off Amazon could carry a nuclear weapon. I mean, that's my reality. So that's silliness. If a toy drone from Amazon can carry a nuclear weapon, how can you possibly put a limit on anything that would carry a nuclear weapon? 75-year-old Piper Cub can carry a nuclear weapon.
Yeah. Okay.
That's silliness. That's silliness. This technology is out. This technology. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, man. It can't happen.
Thank you for putting that in terms that I can understand. Really appreciate you're doing this on the fly and without any warning. The possibility that Japan or South Korea may opt for nuclear weapons, long considered a taboo subject in both countries, is now openly discussed in both. What, if anything, should the United States do about the buildup of nuclear explosive plutonium in Japan or South Korea and in China?
Right. Well, first of all, almost all, as far as I know, nuclear electric generating plants have a waste product that can be used for making weapons. That is not necessary. There's other ways to make electricity with nuclear energy that does not have a waste product that can be used to manufacture nuclear weapons. And that's my friend Steve, who comes on with us here occasionally, he's a nuclear scientist, and he's talked about this somewhat. Trying to limit technology is—I see it as a worthy goal, but on one hand, on the other, those attempts have failed in the past. They've been manipulated in the past, and we just finished, 10, 12 years of war in Iraq because of a non-existent nuclear weapons program. I believe it was the former Marine Scott Ritter who had complete autonomy to go anywhere in Iraq that he chose to, looking for the non-existent Saddam Hussein nuclear weapons program, because it was non-existent. And he wrote a book about it, demonstrating and proving that there was no nuclear weapons program in Iraq. There's more and more acceptance at very high levels of limited use of nuclear weapons in warfare. It's a dangerous road to go down, because once that genie gets out of the box and nuclear weapons are deployed, it could take on a life of its own and go from the tactical nukes to the larger nukes that could take out entire cities, if not entire countries. Very dangerous stuff, and so far the United States has been playing nice in the sandbox when it comes to disarmament, while the Russians and Chinese have not. They've been hiding and their weapons development, increasing their weapons development, while the United States is basically disarming itself.
That's a great answer. And the last question, should the United States drop the official pretense that Israel does not have nuclear weapons?
Well, it's an open secret. Who doesn't know? I mean, there may be some goat herder in Afghanistan that doesn't know, but all the intelligence services of all the countries on the planet know that the state of Israel does have nuclear weapons. And that's when you're surrounded by several hundred million people who want to kill you, which is what Israel is surrounded by. Having nuclear weapons probably makes a lot of sense. And here's our break. Mandy won't be with us this morning. We'll be back after the break and get back to our discussion. Stay tuned.
odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Here's your chance to own land in our great nation for as little as $350 down and $99 a month. At the end of a year, you own it. This is your chance to own a piece of New Mexico in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range that's a national park. Yet a short drive to town, a perfect place to camp or own as an emergency retreat for your family for generations. $350 down, $99 a month. Go to landho.tv now. Similar sized parcels in the same development have sold for up to $15,000, some even more. Folks, we bought this land right and can pass the savings on to you. Purchase online via PayPal at landho.tv. Other listeners have already visited and purchased from our website, so we know there's a keen interest. Don't let this be a missed opportunity for you. Land that's yours in less than a year for an incredible $350 down and $99 a month. Inventory is getting seriously scarce, so visit our website today. Land in sunny New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 9th of September. The call-in number for the time being is 512-716-1603. I say again, 512-716-1603. Don't forget the rocket stove is on sale right now, $800 off. It's a phenomenal sale. I don't know how long it's going to last. Typically, they get covered up when it gets colder. So check out the rocket stove on sale, $800 off at my website, thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. Her website is twiland.info. Let's continue, Ann.
Thank you for answering those questions and being so frank and giving us the benefit of your knowledge.
You're welcome, my dear.
That was. I knew you were up to it. You know, I should have told you ahead of time that I was going to do that. And I'm sure that this will be one of our episodes that will be listened to and again and again. All right. Well, I thought we'd start off with radiation. Or possible radiation. We have some scrams. Would that be okay with you?
Absolutely. Let's do it. Yes.
Okay. Well, I have bad news for Southern California. You know, the San Onofre nuclear power plant is down, completely down. They're not even circulating the water. And eventually the seals are going to crack and there's going to be a nuclear disaster there. But they're getting electricity from the Palo Verde, Arizona nuclear power plant. and it had a manual scram, and it is on hot standby. So its main job is to provide Southern California with power right now, and the current mode is hot standby. And what they said was that there was a stuck open pressurized main spray valve. It was operating. It was just unit one. They have three units there, and it's just one of the units. And the distribution panel failed to transfer what they were transferring between a from the outside electrical to the alternate power supply to establish maintenance conditions, and it failed to transfer. And the panel remained energized, and they began. What happened was that multiple components powered from the distribution power began. You know, we all have a distribution panel, electrical distribution panel, in our, someplace in our homes, and that's where the different breakers separate, where they flip if there's a surge of, on one of them or not. And but anyway, the distribution panel began to exhibit uncharacteristic behavior. Well, if you're in a nuclear power plant and the distribution panel behaves uncharacteristically, so you do something. And what they did was they shut it down. They did a scram, and so they and what that is allowed the pressure to continue to drop. The reactor coolant pumps were turned off to terminate the main pressurized spray flow. And it's stable, and we just want to remind everybody that's close to that power plant, if there's a, this is the same condition that Chernobyl was in before it blew up. And it blew up because it was in hot standby and they removed the control rods. Now, we don't think they're going to do that, but I want everybody in close to Palo Verde to know that they are in that same condition that Chernobyl was before it blew. Okay, we had another manual scram at Pilgrim, and that's in Massachusetts, right on the coast. And there's about 5 million people living within that. It was licensed in 72. So that tells you that it's on its second life. It has one operating, it has a GE 3 version. Now, we know about GE nuclear power plants because those were the ones that were damaged at Fukushima. And so GE has had continuing problems.
Hold that thought. We have a break. Call number is 512-716-1603. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 9th of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We've got a whole new section we're developing here with my webmaster, Tim Spencer. If you scroll down the right side, you'll see in the product section, survival and tactical gear. Survival and tactical gear. Dozens, and at some point it may be even hundreds of products. If I was to have a yard sale, you would find most of the stuff in my yard sale, because I'm basically posting all the stuff that Special Forces uses for various operations. So check out the tactical and survival gear section. Rocket heater on sale, $850 off. I don't know how long it's going to last, but it's a phenomenal sale and phenomenal technology. And, of course, the promotion we're running with the Energy Cleaner to help Republic Broadcasting. Our next drawing of a postcard will be this coming Monday, which will be Monday the 12th. We'll draw a postcard. Whoever's postcard is drawn will get to buy an energy cleaner for $70 off. If your postcard is not drawn, you get to buy an energy cleaner for $20 off. And of course, the winning postcard well, there'll be $200 from that sale go to Republic Broadcasting. Everything's right there at my website. Check out the energy cleaners. I have a toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. Of course, I take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. Her website is twiland.info. And you have updates and alerts you put out. Tell people how they can be part of that, if you would, please.
Yes, they go to the twiland.info, and on the upper right-hand side, they will see a donation button, and below that, there is a place to put in your email address, and then when I update the blog, you will get an email saying that the blog has been updated. All right, I need to get back to this, because we really need to get through these radiation hazards. What happened at Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station, the operators themselves initiated a manual reactor scram, and that's because the feed water level was oscillating. Now, the feed water goes into the nuclear power plant, in other words, where the control rods are moderating the fuel rods. And so that meant that there was high reactor water level inside the reactor. So they took it upon themselves to initiate a manual scram. They do not know what was causing the feed water level to oscillate. And I can't help them because I don't know that much about it, but that would be a good question for our friend Chris. All right. We have another hot standby. This is at Wolf Creek, Kansas. And it's in the south east corner of Kansas, so it's very close to Springfield, Missouri, and it's got about 200,000 people living within a 50-mile radius, and it was licensed in 1985. So what do we know about that? We know that it's past its operating limit, and probably the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has relicensed it, even though it's should be shut down. So it's in hot standby, and they had a leak. And what happened was that they didn't know where the leak was located. And so the reactor coolant system, now that's the system, it goes the feed water that goes into the reactor and covers the fuel rods and the control rods, and then gets heated up and then comes out and runs the turbine. And so they don't know where the leak is, but they think that maybe there's some realignment. Well, that kind of goes to the next one at Cooper. And Cooper is in Nebraska, and it's got about 150,000 people within a 50-mile radius. And it was first licensed in 1974. Now, it did not have a scram. But the reason I'm bringing it up is because it did have an unusual event declared seismic event alarm. In other words, it felt, now you have to understand we're crossing state boundaries here, but you remember the earthquake, the large earthquake that occurred in Oklahoma, in north of Oklahoma City, the magnitude 5.8, that was,
well, that was just a couple of days ago, yeah.
Well, I'm talking current events here, John.
Right.
Yeah, this occurred on the 3rd of September, so it was about a week ago. But it's still in our minds because it was the largest earthquake near Oklahoma City, and those earthquakes have been attributed to the fracking operations that are going on around Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. So what happened was that, now, so the it went past, let me see if I can find it, it went past the Wolf Creek nuclear power plant in that we just talked about, that is across from Springfield, Missouri, in Kansas. And it was the Cooper nuclear power plant, which is on the border between Nebraska and, well, actually four states, Iowa, Missouri, Kansas. So it's right there on the Missouri River. And then there's another one called Fort Calhoun, which is on the east central side of Nebraska. This was the only nuclear power plant in the region to register that earthquake. So I would like to suggest to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, hey, you guys at NRC, why don't you check the other nuclear power plants that are in the region and find out why they did not register a seismic event. Okay, enough of this. And they did not stop the power operation, but they did have a seismic event, and the seismic event alarm registered. And the what they did was they performed walkdowns of structures and equipment to verify that the site is unaffected. So they'll be coming off of that. They did not shut down the power, and they terminated the notice of unusual event. Now, I find that very significant. Do you remember when Anna went off, when there was a 5.8 in, what was it, South Carolina, North Carolina, or Virginia? Remember, it's been a couple of years ago, but there was a big earthquake along the East Coast in the middle of one of those states. I think it was Virginia. And the power plant named Anna had a lot of damage, if you remember that.
Right, right.
North Anna, yeah. And I saw pictures of the damage that was done at North Anna, and I'm sure it was a 5.8 that was in Virginia. And, things were no longer, I forget what you call it, but things were no longer normal. They were out of kilter. That's a good term, isn't it? Out of kilter?
Yeah, I like that, yes, yes.
And they said, this doesn't affect the operation. We're going to go ahead and run North Anna. North Anna was down for, I forget how long, at least weeks. And they showed these pictures, and I said, well, I don't think I'd want to be anywhere around that. And I don't think that they have ever corrected those anomalies that occurred. There were cracks that occurred inside the nuclear power North Anna power plant. Anyway, and I don't know how thorough the walkdown was in Cooper nuclear power plant, and like I said, that's in southeast Nebraska, very close to Kansas City as far as we are concerned. But it's nice to know that at least one of the nuclear power plants in the region registered the seismic event that occurred in Oklahoma, which was two states away. Okay, that's enough for the nuclear power plants, and I hope people will be alarmed enough to find out what's going on, and I'm going to give them some help. You know, we have a site, and it's called netc.com, and it is showing a significant, what it's showing is that there's a concern at several places across the United States. One of them is Atlanta, Georgia. And the current level, now this is in counts per minute of gamma radiation in the energy range of 600 to 800 kilo electron volts. So this is, remember that gamma radiation will damage your DNA. It will give you birth defects. It will, it can kill you. You want to stay away from gamma. Alpha, you can protect yourself by wearing clothing. Beta probably is not going to penetrate because it's very, very small, and it probably, unless you breathe it in, of course, you need a respirator in order to stay away from it, but it's the gamma. Now, what happens is that it's easier to detect alpha and beta. We have Geiger counters that'll do that. It's more difficult to detect gamma, and in fact, to detect what energy it is and at what level. And those meters will cost you about $1,000. But that's what you need, because the gamma will damage your DNA. It'll give you birth defects. It'll cause cancer. It could end your life if you get enough of it. Anyway, Atlanta, Georgia. You people in Atlanta, Georgia, the counts per minute of gamma are 411, and the highest 444. Lincoln, Nebraska, you're currently at 329 counts per minute, pretty close to your high of 366. Omaha, Nebraska, you're currently at 295, and your high is 329 counts per minute. Birmingham, Alabama, you're currently at 241, your high is 267, and then there's other ones that have lower levels. What we have here is the sites, and the one that they have highlighted on this website is the one in Atlanta, Georgia, and with the 411 counts per second, and they consider that reading a good. Now, they have rated these different sites good, unreliable, that's a U, and I, inactive. And it really helps you if you look at this every day. Now, we also have some EPA. EPA is Environmental Protection Agency. And some people use that as a cuss word because they get in our face with environmental issues. But in this case, they are not getting in our face, because here is a list of the inactive EPA stations that have quit updating their radiation data. And what you need to do is you need to contact your state EPA government official and tell them to start monitoring and publishing. Now, they're probably monitoring it, but they're just not publishing it. That would be my guess. But in any case, and I'm just going to quickly run down this list, and if you hear your town, then you need to get busy. Anchorage, Alaska, Juneau, Alaska, Riverside, California, Sacramento, California, San Diego, California, Des Moines, Iowa, Champaign, Illinois, Kearney, Nebraska, Syracuse, New York, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Corvallis, Oregon, Dallas, Texas, Harlingen, Texas, San Antonio, Texas. So if you heard your town or your city mentioned there, you need to contact your state EPA official and tell them to start publishing that data, because that impacts your health and your family's health. All right, John, I guess I'm off of my high horse at the moment.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
Do you want to talk about terrorism, or do you want to talk about Zika?
Well, I believe Zika is going to not go away, and people need to be aware. I believe they're going to come up very quickly with what they claim to be a vaccine.
And sorry for laughing,
make that vaccine mandatory for school children and have such a level of fear that people are demanding that they get it, and the vaccine will be the problem. So what's currently going on with the Zika?
Well, it's very interesting. WHO, the World Health Organization, affectionately known as WHO, WHO, the WHO, says that they have decided that after looking at the data for sexual transmission, now you remember that I've been saying that we should have Zika put on the STD list, that's the sexually transmitted disease list, STD, sexually transmitted disease. And the doctors know what to do. Once something gets listed on that STD list, they know what to do. They know If somebody comes in to them and they have Zika, then they will counsel that person, and they will give them advice as to what they can do, such as safe sex. And then they will also get a name of their partner. And then they will contact the partner, and it will be, they will do it very gently, and they will say, you have been exposed to Zika, and we'd like to test you. And that way, they get ahead of it. They used to say 8 weeks. If you had Zika and you were an adult, then they said, well, don't use safe sex for 8 weeks. Well, they went from 8 weeks to 6 months.
Hold that thought, Ann. We have a break. We've got time for one more call at 512-716-1603. Be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday the 9th of September. I'm pretty distracted this morning. Visiting with Ann Morris. Ann, we got about 3 minutes here.
Well, I should expect that you would be making that 4,000-mile trip over the Labor Day.
Actually, 4,600 miles.
4,600 miles. John, I couldn't do that. I tell you right now, if I go 50 miles, I'm uncomfortable.
Well, you need an energy cleaner, my dear. That makes the trip
No. This has something to do with my back. It was damaged when I was very young. Anyway, the World Health Organization, WHO, has said that you have to wait 6 months now instead of 8 weeks to have safe sex. But they did not, and they also say that using mice studies that the eyes can harbor the virus. So that means that that it can be in tears, or if you get something in your eye and it's watering. So you need to be sure that if you have Zika, that you don't let that fluid get on anybody or expose anybody to that fluid. And the lawmakers in Washington did not authorize funding for Zika. They're still squabbling over the other parts of the bill. Republicans do want to defund abortion clinics, and the Democrats say no, you can't do that. And personally, I'm on the Democrat side with this because although I'm pro-life and I'm proud to be pro-life, this is something where what women will bear will not be human. In other words, those babies will never be able to procreate. And when the DNA is damaged, then that's not human DNA anymore. They also have more cases in Florida that are locally acquired. And I am recommending, John, because these mosquitoes, these Aedes aegypti mosquitoes, get into your house, and they are they live under overhangs outside, everybody needs to get a fogger. It's the only way to kill these mosquitoes that are living with you. And I would suggest that everybody in an area that is endemic with Aedes aegypti mosquitoes get a fogger and use it regularly to kill any mosquitoes that might be in your house or might be around your house, because this putting naled into the air, spreading it by airplane, is not going to do it. Singapore, its Zika total is growing rapidly. And in fact, we have an update from Malaysia now. And because Malaysia is next to Singapore, we would have expected that.
And we are out of time, my dear.
Thank you, John, so much for what you said.
Well, thank you. We'll have you back next Friday. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Phil Myers. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.